Thanks for tuning into Organic Matters. For those of you that follow the show, I've taken the previous quarter of the show to kind of go through the fruits and vegetables that I know best how to store, save, and use with as little waste as possible. We're up to citrus. Refrigerator drawers are okay for citrus. A week is peak, but that doesn't mean they're ruined after that. They just lose some of their nutritional value and may not be quite as bright to eat. And of course, as most fruits and some vegetables at least, storing them loosely is best. Ripe fruit gives off gaseous ethylene. Citrus, the same as I mentioned earlier about apples, if you listen to the first part of the show. And they can accelerate ripening the rest of any other fruits or other vegetables, so in the area. So you're probably best to keep unripe fruit separate. Give your citrus fruit especially room to breathe in the drawer and check regularly. Remove any that are ready to eat or getting a little bit overripe. To maximize juiciness and flavor, let fruit come to room temperature by sitting it on the counter probably the day before, so before you know you're going to use it is the best. But even a few hours helps. And during the season, I happen to be a big corn eater, so let's do a quick rundown on corn. It can go on the countertop for short term or a refrigerator shelf. It'll take usually 2 to 4 days is maximum, and then it starts going downhill a little bit. 2 to 3 days in the refrige. That's kind of interesting that it's kind of backwards there. And storing loosely is still best. The sooner you can eat your corn after you receive it, the sweeter it's going to be. The fridge will slow the conversion of sugars to starch, but only for an extra day or so. As a dentist, you can't use your corn on the cob as it is within a few days. You're probably better to do this. You can blanch the whole cobs. It's easy enough to do. I go about 5 minutes, maybe 6 minutes, and then just freeze them to use later. They're just frozen corn. And to give your corn a second life, if you haven't tried this, this is an old country. I'm from South Georgia, folks. Corn cobs are really a great source of really earthy flavor goodness in your favorite vegetable stocks. So even if you've cut the corn away or eaten it away and you have those cobs, part of making vegetable stock that's really got interesting flavors to save those cobs and just let them float in there till your vegetable stock is ready. What about cucumbers? Well, they're best in a refrigerator drawer again. You're going to run out of refrigerator store space, it sounds like. 2 to 3 days is peak. They'll last a few more days than that, and then they'll start kind of falling apart a little bit. Back again to what we didn't used to do, a breathable bag is best. If your cucumbers come in a wrapper, remove that, okay? Then rinse and dry them thoroughly. Cut away any little spots or those little soft areas that come, and then you can store them. To help remove any extra moisture, wrap cucumbers in a paper towel before storing them in a breathable bag in your refrigerator. Again, if you got room, preferably in your crisper. Cut away any blemishes areas when you get them back out and check out the inside. More often than not, there's a little perfection awaiting in there. That's not uncommon. For a little change of pace, let's talk about eggplant. It's a love-hate relationship. I happen to love eggplants and will eat a lot of them. Used to grow them most every gardening season. But some people don't have an affinity for them. One thing that's interesting, as far as storage, a cool, dark place, 3 days up to even a week or a little more, again, loose, not packed too tight. The one thing you have to know about eggplants is they don't like low temperatures. Actually, storing them in your refrigerator can cause off flavors, browning of the flesh, and even pitting of the actual pulp itself. They just don't like cool temps. And for sure with this plant, because eggplants are really sensitive. To keep them lasting longer, definitely store them away from ethylene gas-emitting fruits, apples, bananas, and other things, and veggies, tomatoes, melons. They all put out ethylene, and this plant is super susceptible to it. Now, I've noticed that some mature eggplants can taste a little bit bitter. I personally think it's because they waited too late to harvest them. But anyway, you can kind of overcome that if you have one that's gone bitter. In this case, I'm not a big salt lover or hater. I just don't use that much salt. But a little bit of salt will certainly help balance that flavor back to something you can enjoy. And what about grapes? I have grapes here. For one thing, I have a pet parrot. He and I get grapes every day. Best way, refrigerator shelf. It'll last 4 or 5 days if you do well, and then they start shrinking, although I still use them. Then my bird happens to love them when they're almost turning into raisins. And I store them to keep them longer in a paper bag. Keep grapes fresh by storing them in a paper bag with plenty of breathing room in the bag. In other words, don't overstuff it. And put it in the back of the fridge where it's a little colder and the temperature doesn't change as much when you open the door. Do wait to rinse your grapes, don't rinse them, until you are ready to really enjoy them for whatever you're going to use them for. The extra moisture before storing can lead to mold, spoilage, and a little bit of off-color flavor. Grapes are very susceptible to picking up odors, that's why I mentioned that. So kind of keep them away from strong odored things that you have in your refrigerator. Here, let's bring up greens. By greens, in a general picture, are Swiss chard, kale, lettuces, spinaches, bok choy, cabbage, not so much, but some of the cabbages. Refrigerator drawer is best. They'll go up to about a week, 2 to 6 days at prime. And in this case, this is the unique thing about greens. They actually do better in a more airtight container than some of the other fruits and vegetables I've mentioned to you. It's best to remove greens from any packaging and place them in an airtight container. With, I always put a piece of cloth, or if you don't have it or don't want to do it, a paper towel to help absorb the moisture as it kind of comes out of the green or the plant. Even with the best storage practices, though, a few greens will start to wilt. But try not to just toss the whole mess. Take the time to separate the limp greens from the healthy ones, and it'll do the trick. You can keep the healthy, less limp ones and still eat them. And the other one is, and people are not going to like this, but it's true, even though they've gone limp, if it's a spinach or something that you could eat by steaming it or cooking it, it doesn't affect the health of it very much at all, the nutrition, and it's certainly not anything that'll hurt you. You just steam them or boil them you can't let them go too far. But if they're just getting limp, believe me, they're still healthy for you and they're still very usable. And as I did mention earlier, one other thing you can do, if they're just a little bit limp, but they're still pretty good, pretty new, try soaking them in an ice bath for a few minutes. I think you'll be surprised. Many times you bring them right back to looking good and healthy. For a little change of pace, let's talk about mushrooms. Refrigerator shelf. Done properly, they'll last a week or so for you for sure. And now the way they pack them is pretty good. They have some holes in there. And if you get them in the package, it's pretty. If you're going to use them in 4 days or so, just leave them in the package. If not, I think they do even a little better if you separate them from the package, you put them in a good paper bag. Either way, mushrooms like some breathing room in the fridge to help them avoid absorbing nearby odors. They're very bad at that. Store leftover prepackaged mushrooms in a paper bag or cover the original packaging in your favorite sustainable alternative of some kind of plastic wrap with a little air coming through them. Clean mushrooms with a damp cloth. Mushrooms soaked in water, they claim, will not brown well if you want to cook them right away. It doesn't really hurt them, but it does affect the French, for instance, actually clean their mushrooms with a special mushroom brush just to get the stuff off the outside, but they never wet them. Now let's bring up one of my favorites in the kitchen. Those are onions and garlic. Surprisingly, onions and garlic should be stored in a cool, dark place, not necessarily in the refrigerator. And if you give them kind of really go loose and give them room to breathe, they can last a few weeks, folks. One hint to realize, and I've learned this the hard way, storing onions and garlic out of direct sunlight will prevent them from getting bitter near as fast. Bruising or discoloration on the outside of your onions or garlic can be peeled away to reveal the goodness inside. Just cut it away till it looks good. It's perfectly safe for you. What about like peas and beans? They do okay in the refrigerator drawer. They'll go 2 to 5 days. They do best again, update, in a breathable bag. Store peas and beans, unwashed incidentally, and tightly wrapped, but within a bag that gets some air, a breathable bag. For the longest shelf life, wait to shell peas until you're ready to actually cook them. Brown spots, withered tips, and the beans kind of pushing through the pod, mean you're running out of time to eat them. But unless they're really getting slimy or kind of limber, they're perfectly good for you and likely to also taste just fine. I happen to be a big pepper user, and I store my peppers in the refrigerator. They last a week unless they've come in already too ripe. And I learned again that a breathable bag is probably best. Store them unwashed. Adding moisture before storing them can lead to premature rotting. Do not wash them till you're going to use them, folks. Surprisingly, green peppers actually will last longer than red peppers in the fridge. A couple of reasons here. I'll just throw you an aside. Biggest probably reason is a lot of the peppers that are green have not even finished ripening yet, so they still got a ways to go. Once they turn red, they're already on the back side. They've already matured, so that makes sense. Red peppers tend to get a little rubbery, and with too much time spent in the cold, they don't really like it that way, folks. Matter of fact, for a few days of use with peppers, bells in them, I just leave them out on the counter. Once chopped, wrap peppers in a cloth or a paper towel and store it in an airtight container this time, instead of a breathable bag in the fridge for a day or two. And the final two I have time for will be potatoes and tomatoes. Store your potatoes in a cold, dark place. They don't really do well in the refrigerator. They'll last a few weeks at least. As loose as possible, give them a lot of breathing space. And do always wait to rinse your potatoes until you're ready to actually use them. Extra moisture before storing them can lead to mold and even spoilage. Use the whole vegetable and eat those skins, folks. It's probably the most healthy part of the potato. They're loaded with fiber and a lot of health-promoting nutrients. I hardly ever peel a potato. At best, I give it a really good scrubbing. Sprouts on your potato, they likely spend a little too long, too much time in the light, and are trying to grow. Just cut them away. The rest of the spud is perfectly good to eat. I do want to mention here, since it's going to be one of my last two vegetables, get potatoes organic. I didn't have to say that till a year or two ago. They now bathe every one of them you get, if it's not certified organic, in some kind of chemistry to keep it from budding out. And last but not least, by all means, is tomatoes. Countertop initially, can go in the fridge afterwards. 2 to 3 days to ripen, an extra 2 or 3 days in the fridge, back to the breathable bag. During ripening, always store them greens up, believe it or not. That helps to avoid the bruising that can result from storing tomatoes on their side. Their own weight causes a problem. If they get a little overripe, don't get excited. Just add them to your tomato sauce, your gazpacho, your salsa. You'll never know the difference. They're still healthy for you, and you don't have that waste. Thanks for staying tuned to Organic Matters.